Hey, I'm Lala Kent.
And I'm Randall Emmett.
And we're excited to launch our new podcast, Give Them Lala with Randall.
Yes, let's do it.
You excited?
Yes.
I mean, we have exciting things to talk about. You have an Oscar hopefully coming your way for The Irishman. We went to the Globes.
We did. We went to the Globes with intentions that we're going to win. We got to the final award and we lost.
See, I feel like we did win because we got a picture with Brad Pitt.
I got a picture with Brad Pitt. You photobombed.
Well, with a little face tune, I looked snatched AF in that photobomb, so I don't even care. We have wedding plans that I thought I had it all together until I lost my shit on Randall earlier today.
No, every day you lose your shit about this wedding.
And there's this thing called payment. Like, people expect that.
Yeah, that part's annoying.
There's like a budget. I've never heard that word, but I'm learning it slowly.
Yeah, pretty much when you wanted to have like 14 white horses roll up in Newport Beach, I had to shut things down a little bit.
It all costs money.
I think that people want to hear our struggles and our torture of the wedding, but I'm excited because it's going to be magical at the end.
What I'm most excited about this podcast is I'm going to be able to hang out with stars that are bigger than me.
Yes. We are going to have amazing guests. We're going to have people from my films. We're going to have people from all walks of life that are exciting and interesting, and we can't wait to share that with everybody.
So subscribe today. Actually, do it right now so that you don't miss a single minute of Give Them Lala with Randall.
Coming January 22nd, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I feel like I'm pretty much killing it, but you're like slacking a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to pick it up. Shit.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.